Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shaking it off, y'all.
Hi. All right, so Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen are here with the things that are in the need to know the department that is on top of our list here, the need to know department, the need to talk about, the need to understand department. Let's see if we can bring you some facts, and then we'll talk about it. 888-302-3684. When I say we, you are invited to join. Remember the old television show, You Could Be Queen for a Day.
No, but I would like to be queen for a day.
Jennifer would like to be queen for a day.
All right, or a year.
A year would be nice. I could see the kingdom. Well, you kind of are the kingdom queen at the CRN Digital headquarters here in Los Angeles.
I am, and I'm kind of your token girl here, too. So I guess
token girl?
Yeah.
I'd say you're much more than that.
Makes me the queen here, too, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep. I have a sign that Meredith's daughter gave me at Christmas time, and it says, "When the queen is happy, all is at peace in the kingdom." I'm paraphrasing it, but
and isn't that the truth? That is a true sign.
Is it ever the truth? My heavens. All right, so speaking of the farm, that's part of the country that faces the deep freeze and deep depression this morning, because the deep freeze, the cold weather is going hand in hand with depression. I'll tell you how they connect. But first, this historic cold, the eastern U.S., not just New York, Pennsylvania, New England, but all the way down to Washington, south of there. It's going to be 4 degrees in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, what?
4 degrees
what?
In
four?
Atlanta.
Four. You mean 4D, right?
No, I mean 4 degrees. And it'll be 30 tonight in many parts of Florida, northern Florida especially. So this is a big problem. 24 states will have the coldest weather in decades. From the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. In Chicago, the temperature is 32 degrees below zero at the moment with a wind chill factor.
I don't even know what that is. That just
it's horrible.
Cold.
Oh, my God.
It's like I know what all those words mean.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's spoken by Jennifer, who lives in Los Angeles, Kenny, who lives in San Diego, and I'm fortunate enough to be along the Pacific Coast Highway in Santa Monica, so I don't have anything to complain about. The wind was chilly this morning when I went out with Charlotte to give her to take her on a walk. I had my bathrobe on my leg.
It's got to be 50, though, right?
Yeah, it's about 54, I think. Yeah. And that's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know how people would pay for that?
Meredith used to say to me, "I can't believe that somebody hasn't turned you in there for walking around in your bathrobe in the middle of the night." When I tell you what, but there's nobody around to see me walk around in my bathrobe in the middle
except
of the
except for that one girl that gave me that funny look, see?
No. There's no funny girls around here.
You and your raincoat out there.
Yeah, I've done that too as well. What? Anyway, so let's see. A couple of our stations in Kentucky this morning report temperatures overnight dip below zero there. That's nothing pleasant. There are lots of pictures, lots of video. You've seen it all probably on the news or social media. The big problem here is that these horribly cold temperatures have frozen and then refrozen the snow, refrozen the ice. The roadways are unbelievably bad because of black ice, and that's compounded, at least in our area of the country, the southern New England area where they've had. I have, according to my guys yesterday, 8 feet and 8 inches of level snow. We posted some of the video and pictures, I think, at facebook.com/good day. There is more coming, apparently, in the next 24 to 48 hours. So the roads are a cart path. Can't get school buses through, can't get the rubbish trucks through, can't even get two cars through. I'm in a rural area, And so the roads are barely passable. The guys on the farm don't want to drive the trucks down the road because they can't get through. They have to pull off or they get stuck. And that's impeding the feeding of the animals because you can't get it to feed. So it's just really this bitter cold and the snow. This I can say with a lifetime of experience in New England, and I don't use this word frivolously, this is unprecedented. Nothing like this ever before.
So you do feel like this is the worst.
This is the worst that I have ever experienced or seen. That's one of the reasons.
Last year wasn't great either.
Last year we had a lot of snow, and it was cold for about a month. But this year it has been cold pretty much since Christmas. And the snow started first part of January and just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. So anyway, the polar vortex, a lot of conversation about that again. That started last year. Record-shattering temperatures, tens of millions of people just don't know what to do. The planes are full. You can't get a seat to leave from Boston.
There were so many flights of England.
Manchester. Well, it isn't that so much. Well, that, there's that and Providence and the Springfield Airport. Getting people to Florida has become a major task. The trains are full. The roadways are loaded. The people that run hotels in Florida having an unbelievably wonderful year down there. You can't get a reservation in a restaurant. It just is, everything is packed because people are trying to get away from this horrible reality. So there are people getting sinus infections because they're out in the cold. They're not covering up their noses and their mouths. You've got to cover up. Most people would have enough common sense to know that. But
yeah,
there
it
are
hurts to breathe. Put something over
my
your
God.
Nose.
And your dogs, you put them out in the cold. That's one of the reasons I came here expeditiously, because Charlotte was doing very badly in the cold. She's an older dog. She has stiff shoulders and hips and stuff. And this has made it worse. So those sorts of things have to be a very important consideration as well. It's a no-brainer. Wrap yourself up, your children. Make sure they're getting plenty of orange juice, vitamin C, echinacea. Build up your immune system. Because this apparently now, the first forecast I saw 3 or 4 days ago was for a sort of warming trend toward the end of next week. But over the course of the next week, the next 7 days, it's going to be bitterly cold again. So no rest in this circumstance, it looks like, until the end of next week. Whew. Man, what a problem.
That's mess.
You can't do any work. People are not going to the store. They're not going out of their homes. They're not going to work. The production problems that people are having trying to is do normal things. And people not going to the store to shop. It's really...
And school. I keep bringing up school. It's going to be interesting to see how long kids are going to have to go this year.
Yep, right. Well, already...
Not over
talking
yet.
About the 4th of July in our area. Your age is your business. Your age advantage and how you look is GenuCell's business. Bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes give away your age. Want to fix that? It's a state-of-the-art product, GenuCell. It's all about science, stem cell, plant stem cell, renewal, repair, eye serum. It doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It's a serum. It has a very interesting feel to it. And it is quite positive. It stimulates the exchange of the water that has built up. That's what caused the puffiness. The liquid, the water that is underneath your eyes, it minimizes crow's feet, diminishes the dark circles and puffiness, improves the tone and texture around your eyes. Yes, that's what GenuCell does. If you would like to have some of this so that you can improve your state of the art, if you will, call 800-543-9262. Stop letting the bags weigh down your face. Get healthier, more radiant skin, especially around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the folks will double the amount of GenuCell that you get in your order. So you order 3 months, you get another 3 months free. That's a great deal. 800-543-9262, especially when you realize that it works for men and women. It works quickly, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back. All of these things are important considerations. Most important is how you look and how you'll feel about how you look. So order it now, 800-543-9262.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today.
Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Yeah. What I said.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Oren, who is very popular in Victorville.
Hello, Victorville.
Hi, Victorville. It's right across the border. You come across. I drove through there. When did I get here? Saturday. So I drove through Victorville.
Sure did.
Coming across from Phoenix. That is a very interesting experience. If you've never taken the 10 across through the southern climes and coming to California. Well, and not only there, but where
the
there are
the
border patrol. No, I came in on the 10.
Okay.
Come through with a border patrol eyeballing everybody's car when they come through. I often wonder, though, do they have profiles so they know who to stop? Because I've never been stopped.
Yeah, they have profiles.
Yeah, they must be.
Every time I go through from Nevada into California, you go through a little post as well for what they call agriculture.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Never been stopped once. Just keep on coming, lady.
Right. Bring your oranges and let's get going.
And little do they know I'm eating a banana while I drive by. Suckers.
All right. The Justice Department is drafting papers. The federal Department of Justice, your taxpayers at work here, folks, drafting papers to sue the Ferguson Police Department over their pattern of racially discriminatory tactics that have been used over time by their officers. You don't hear me agree much with what goes on with the Justice Department. I don't know if they're the right ones to do it, but somebody needs to call the Ferguson Police Department on the carpet for their pattern of years and years and years of disgusting discriminatory practices. So people are saying, all right, if you don't want to see our money spent, how do you stop this? The department has to agree to make changes on its own. The Attorney General, Mr. Holdup, is going to announce the results of the department's investigation into Mr. Brown's death and the probe of the department itself. I think Holdup's got a couple of more weeks, right? And I think he's done. And whether he was the one responsible for this because he's black and Mr. Obama's black and they're focused on this because of the racial... That's, in this circumstance, as much as I, again, am not a fan, I have to apologize for this. I think that they are disgusting. What I've read about the Ferguson Police Department disgusts me and many other of these hokey little departments that get away with this kind of stuff. It's time that somebody shine the light of day on them, and this isn't a bad way of doing it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll flow. Too deep, scream on my mic like a vandal.
Hi, Dougie. Listening to you. Wow, the audience with that. I'm going to keep going. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kids. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'm going to Jennifer doesn't sleep at night. I don't sleep at night, but not because of this. She doesn't sleep at night because she's doing Vanilla Ice, who, by the way, was arrested by the gendarmes in Florida yesterday. Lantana, which is in Palm Beach County, a little south of Palm Beach itself, arrested for stealing items from an empty home. He faces burglary and grand theft charges today for removing furniture, bicycles, a pool heater.
Maybe he was just helping rearrange things.
The house was under foreclosure, and so he decided, oh, well, it's empty. I'll go clean it out, according to the police.
He's just helping. It's good for the environment.
His name is Robert Van Winkle. That's his real name. Renovating a home adjacent to the property. It's part of his Vanilla Ice project on TV. After the items were reported missing, police got a search warrant and found them in his garage.
Oh, boy.
They're under the care and control at Mr. Van Winkle's house, said the police report. He met with officers after the items were recovered and returned to the original owner. Based on his statements and evidence collected, he has been charged with residential burglary. He's in police custody and being processed at this moment. So there you go.
This makes me so sad. Such a musical talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of talent. Okay. Next up is the late-night comedy material.
My rap was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was great, actually. Very entertaining. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers from their monologues last night.
Big news story about Jeb Bush. Did you hear this? Jeb Bush's mother, Barbara Bush, has given her son her blessing to run for president. I'm just telling you. So now Jeb's campaign slogan is, my mommy said I could.
Freezing, frigid weather. It's ice cold. Oh, my gosh. In the Northeast, just ice cold. In fact, I read that officials are worried that all the snow and freezing temperatures could really put a strain on hospitals. Not now, but in 9 months when every woman in Boston is giving birth at the same time.
At the swearing-in of new Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Vice President Biden was seen massaging Carter's wife while her husband gave a speech. And my question is this, how is this new defense secretary going to protect us from ISIS if he can't even protect his wife from Joe Biden?
Well, apparently the story behind the story, as much as people are having fun with this, they apparently are friends.
They are now.
Well, supposedly they were before. All right, one of the other class acts on television is Wendy Williams, who does a midday program. Ms. Williams answers audience members' questions about a lot of things, including yesterday addressing one of her audience members' interest in falling in love.
I've been dating this guy since about December, and it only took him about a few weeks to tell me he loved me. I said it back because I felt like I was put on the spot, but the words made me cringe, and I just want to know how I could tell him that I'm not ready to say that, or he shouldn't say that, or should we just break up?
You know, it is possible to love somebody if you just met them in December and it's February. Mm-hmm. It's a little
awkward.
But
it only took him about four, maybe a month.
But if he saw you a lot in that month, it's possible to love somebody. He didn't say he's in love with you. Mm-hmm. That's two different things.
Right.
You know, I love you and being in love, two totally different things.
Uh-huh. Hmm. I'll spare you my story from that department, but I think there is every bit. It's very possible to love somebody on first sight, as a matter of fact. How it lasts, it remains to be seen, but it's right. Possible. 28 after the hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, what can or should government do to parents who irresponsibly don't inoculate their children?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. Most people now agree that all parents should vaccinate their children. But what do we do with parents who won't? Do we tell them, okay, keep your kids at home and homeschool them then?
Vaccines work. People need to have their children vaccinated. There is no demonstrated link between autism and vaccines. There was one study done in 1998 by a doctor who has since discredited. There have since been 40-some-odd studies that have not found any link between autism and vaccines. You can't mandate that people give their children inoculations, but you can make it very difficult for them to refuse. You can make it impossible for their children to go to public schools and, you know, participate in society in many ways.
Yeah, I'd go a little farther than that. I have three children. I don't feel I own any of them. I have authority over them, but that authority has to be exercised for their own good. So I don't buy the argument that the reason we tell parents they have to vaccinate is to protect other people's children. They have to protect their own children. Their children are not property. I actually think not immunizing your child is a form of child neglect. Now, there are some people with very strict religious objections, and if you know you can show a body that you're doing that, then they do have to be, in effect, quarantined.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yesterday not here. Today is upon us. It's Thursday. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kenny Kessler, in any order you want to put them. Everybody's here to help. As far as the help is concerned, a quick reminder, because I'm just looking at some of the problems being caused by the weight of the snow in southern New England. A number of roof collapses now have been reported. One of the greenhouses on my farm completely destroyed by the weight of the snow.
Barn collapsed last year, too, right?
Barn collapsed last year. At this time, the snow was heavy last year, but nowhere near as heavy as it is this year. But the roofs on the main barn seem to be okay. But the greenhouse went down. And I'm looking at some flat roofs. We have some people that are bringing snow in from various buildings in town. There's no place to put the snow, so I told them they could dump it in the pastures in the field. But there are four or five areas where these big malls, for example, or big industrial complexes, most of them have flat roofs, and they can't take the weight of 8 to 10 feet of snow. And so they hire contractors to go up and get the snow off the roof as much as they can anyway. And that's something that you should, I know we were driving around, I got a kick out of this a week or so ago. Meredith was looking at houses and said, well, you can tell that house has good insulation. And I got a kick out of the fact that she knew it's either her father or somebody taught her about that when she was younger. And that is true. If you look at a house and see, this is the good and the bad of that. If you look at a house and see that the roof is covered with snow, the good news is the insulation is working. You've got enough of it. It's thick, and it keeps the heat from going through the roof, melting the snow. So if you want to turn it around, if you have lousy insulation, you may be lucky this year because lousy insulation allows the heat to go through the roof and melts the snow, and you don't have to worry about the snow collapsing your roof. So there's a good and bad to that, but it is really very interesting to note. If you haven't ever done that in a neighborhood where there's a lot of snow, drive around and just for fun. I don't know, you probably could do something a little more fun on a Sunday morning, but if you're really in a bad way,
scratching the bottom of the barrel,
drive around your neighborhood and look at the roofs of the houses. And if the roofs have snow on them, then the insulation is working. If the roofs do not have snow on them, then the insulation is not thick enough and it's not working. All right,
Jennifer, so you should try that this weekend.
Yeah. You know, that's what I think I'm going to do. Sadly, I think I'd have to drive a really long way.
Yes, you would have to. Long drive for that. Kenny,
yes.
Let's spend some time talking about ISIS. I noticed the president has openly rejected the notion that groups like ISIS are operating from a religious foundation. He has labeled them simply as terrorists, adding that the U.S. is at war with those who have perverted Islam. Al-Qaeda and ISIS and groups like it are desperate for legitimacy, said the president. They try to portray themselves as religious leaders, holy warriors in defense of Islam. He said that we must never accept the premise that they put forth this because it is a lie, nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not leaders, they are terrorists. So this in continuation of his request for war powers for this fight against ISIS, 888-302-3684.
So is it a good thing that he's acknowledging that some of these people are Islamic?
I think it's important for him to express himself as far as the terrorist fight is concerned. I think there are a lot of people who think he's a Muslim and that he uses these opportunities. I mean, there have been certain circumstances where he's played into the hands of those people who say he's a Muslim. By the way, he's treated or worked over some circumstances. And maybe some people who are pro-Israel say that's the best example of him because he's not getting along with Netanyahu and not seemingly showing as much preference for Israel as many people in America would like him to do and as most past presidents have done.
I'm not one of those people that thinks that he is a Muslim. I think that he's definitely sympathetic to the cause.
I think that I don't really care whether he is or he isn't and where the sympathy lies. He tries to mask it seems, to hide from it from time to time. And then he's open about it, and he confuses people and just gives those who don't like him in the first place more
fodder.
Fuel
for the fire. Yep. I don't know if you saw Marie Harf. She works for the State Department. She's a spokesperson with Jen Psaki, who's probably like the lead person that you see on the news.
The way to fix the problem is to hire the terrorists, give them a job, put them to work.
She goes on Chris Matthews' show, and you know Chris Matthews loves President Obama. He loves them. He gives them a thrill up his leg, President Obama.
Really? So, I didn't know that.
No. Oh, yeah. There's a great audio cut of Chris Matthews going, he thrills me up my leg or something. I don't know. He's a weirdo. But Marie Harf says, you know, that if we give the terrorists jobs, if we give them opportunities to get jobs, they won't be terrorists anymore. I don't know.
So we're going to bring them over here with the illegals and give them a job?
Yeah.
Let them go to work on the farm. I could use a couple of farm hands. Maybe bring some ISIS members over and put them to work on the farm.
The extremists, I mean, and at least in my estimation, they're frightening because they are working only with the motivation of God and what's next for them. I mean, they don't care about their life on this planet. They're worried about what their destiny is in the next life.
Those virgins.
Well, the leaders.
The leaders. I didn't
hear the leaders feel that way, but so many of the rabble who join up have nothing else to do, nothing else to live for.
They
so
need a
why
cause.
Not?
This is their cause. And, you know,
well, you have
it's all about marketing.
Social media comments, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. What are we cooking on when it comes to thoughts from our listeners, some of our listeners on ISIS?
Ray says, there's just way too much talking. It's time to get away from the camera and do something. Why aren't we bombing ISIS?
To whom is he referring? I agree with the comments, but does he say to whom he's referring? He's talking about the president, international leaders, whatever. Well, you could read into it, international leaders are not doing a good job leading. I think that's pretty clear. What else?
Let's see. Anthony says, I'm all for America going in and lighting up those ISIS savages. The Iraqi forces clearly can't handle them on their own.
Give them what they gave to the 45 that they burned the other day. Is that the suggestion? I mean, it doesn't seem that that's our stock and trade. However, when you blow up buildings the way we do, or you target buildings, fires are created and people that are inside the buildings burn to death. It's not as dramatic because it looks like a bomb, but same thing happens. And that's why some of these people hate us the way they do. That's how they get recruits for ISIS. And you say, well, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Yes, that's true. You are. What else, Kenny?
Joseph says we should let the Muslims of the Middle East have their civil war and kill each other.
Well, I've heard people say that about the motorcycle gangs in America, too.
Let them have at it. Work out that way. They no. Keep people with them.
888-302-3684. You want to highlight anything else, or are you okay?
That's about it. There's a couple comments about the American Sniper movie.
And they are?
Jay says, it's sad that a hero can't be a man of his word. I was a Navy SEAL, and I took an oath not to tell anyone about my mission. And I kept my word.
So the suggestion is that Chris Kyle
like
did
tell. He told his story. That's yeah. Also the claim of Jesse Ventura.
Oh, in the book.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't make any difference at this point, does it? Was the book the basis for the movie?
Yes.
It was. Okay. All right. I thought there was some other historical connection to the movie as well. What else have you got on the sniper?
Eric says it was a great movie. It really opens the public eye to PTSD and other hidden issues facing our military.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that 100%. In a moment, we're going to talk about this new super bug. So if you haven't been scared so far today...
Spices won't get you. The super bug will.
All right. So wait a minute. Shall we do that or the story of the guys in Chicago who stole the doggy daycare van? At gunpoint, no less.
Let's do the super bug. I'm ready.
All right, then we'll do the doggy thing.
I just drank some orange juice.
18 before the hour on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything your business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Sometimes, it's easy to see a difference. And sometimes, it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic, high mileage with MaxLife technology, actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. Or don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hello. Okay. Well, okay. 45 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens.
What?
Good day. We're on, sir. I'm taking over for you. Valvoline. I'm buffing you off.
140 years under the hood.
Hey,
I'm
thanks.
Supposed to say that. All right,
is
so
that
Doug,
where you were?
I was checking under my hood.
You little freak monkey,
that?
You.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with the story in Los Angeles today. L.A. Times reporting that UCLA hospital officials so that they can link the deaths of two people to a new superbug, a drug-resistant bacteria. Worse yet, according to the story, nearly 180 other patients may have been exposed to the superbug. UCLA is contacting the patients who had endoscopic procedures between October and January. yeah, offering in-home tests.
Surgery spots, yeah. You've seen it when you go to the hospitals, right, Dougie? That yellow tape that they, like, put across people's room. It looks like caution tape.
Right.
Because they MRSA, staph bugs. Ugh.
These bacteria kill up to half the people who get it. And the thing that gets into the heart and soul of those of us who have been in the UCLA hospital facility in that time period, I was there, Meredith was there, the children were there, Megan gave birth to Miles in the UCLA Ronald Reagan wing, and they warned of the measles when Megan was there. But now this is something that is just coming out. This is something that certainly would bother people. So what you do is make sure that you get the tests. That would go for wherever this occurred. Do we have another problem like the measles? Do we have another problem like the flu? The flu is pretty easy. But these bugs that are resistant to bacteria, there have been the cynics who've suggested over the years that the reason these things happen is because those drug companies, the big bad drug companies, want to get some more government funding. They want to be able to get expedited approval for drugs. They come up with a drug for the drug-resistant bacteria. And there have been circumstances proven that these bacteria were sometimes created in the laboratory for just this purpose. We know that people have created bacteria, and they've gotten out of hand for sure. I think that was the case with HIV even, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That was created in a laboratory and got out of control. I don't know if
although
that's the same.
News. Did you hear the story? You brought up HIV. Yesterday I saw some news that came out that said they have something so strong that it can be a vaccine. It could even help cure people that have HIV. So that's
really,
really positive news.
That's good. That's good. But anyway,
you know me, I'm always perusing the medical journals.
I know you are. Yes. It's like Dr. Ken. There you go. Nice job, Jennifer.
Dr. Jen, you mean.
Dr. Jen, practicing without a license like Dr. Doug does on our weekend Good Day Health program. In a moment, the story of bad guys who stole a doggy daycare van here at Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
This is a special report brought to you by St. Louis-based Peabody Energy. As America considers energy policy, protecting our supply of clean, low-cost electricity for families and businesses must be job one. Here's more from Peabody Energy's Beth Sutton.
The high cost of electricity is creating pain in the plug for American families. So we should be doing all we can to support technology solutions that deliver clean energy and keep power costs low. Today, coal fuels 40% of U.S. electricity at the lowest cost of any major fuel option.
Access to low-cost energy from coal is essential at a time when a record one-third of Americans qualify for low-income energy assistance.
And coal used for electricity has nearly tripled since 1970 as a key emissions rate dropped 90%. That's a great environmental success story, and it will only continue to improve.
For more information, visit AdvancedEnergyForLife.com. Peabody Energy, a leader in sustainable mining, energy access, and clean coal solutions.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Police in Chicago are searching for two men who stole a doggy daycare van at gunpoint yesterday and drove off with six dogs that were inside. One of the ladies that owned one of the dogs texting the information around, quote, I couldn't comprehend what this meant. And the essence, there I am with that word again. The story brings us around to wondering why. This took place late yesterday afternoon at the Urban Outsitters.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Isn't that a good name?
I like that.
Yeah, it is. The van was unoccupied by a driver and running at the time. The men pulled out a gun as they drove off when somebody chased the van down the road. This is the driver. They apparently ran him over or something. So there's a APB out for this Chrysler Town and Country van. even posted the license number. The company is offering a reward because the dogs are there in their custody. So but I would think a lot of people would get worked up about this and be running around to try to fix the problem. I don't know. I just can't believe people. Sometimes I just can't believe the fiber of some of the morons that we have in our society. 51 after the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program, an antidote to seriousness for some, even though there are a lot of serious issues around. We are serious about the news, but not too much else. We're here to brush away the mundane, the unsexy, the unexciting daily disciplines that you have to follow and keep you up to date on things like what's going on in the world of technology. Good, Doug.
Technology.
Technology, it's Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer gets us started talking about an easier way for you to send emails through Google Chrome using a Dropbox. So, or using Dropbox. Dropbox is a noun describing an item or a company, right, Kenny? Dropbox is something you use. Right. It's like the cloud, is it? Is it not like the cloud?
It's kind of like a cloud.
Yeah, kind of like a cloud. All right, so we'll find out how kind of like a cloud it is in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you use Gmail and Dropbox, a new Google Chrome extension will make your life a lot easier and sending emails a lot more convenient. Dropbox for Gmail is a free extension for Chrome that adds a Dropbox button to the Compose screen every time you draft an email in Gmail. Clicking on the button generates a list of all your Dropbox files to let you easily attach one or more to your message. The extension also includes a search function to help you quickly find and share the right file. A really cool feature of Dropbox for Gmail is the extension doesn't attach the actual files. Instead, it inserts links to the files on Dropbox, which means the emails you send are small and manageable. The person receiving the email will still be able to see a preview of the linked files, so they can get an idea of what you're sharing. Dropbox for Gmail is available now for Chrome, and it works on all operating systems, including Windows, OS X, and Chrome OS. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, neighbor. Ace's 20% off store-wide sale is this Saturday only. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to get 20% off almost anything store-wide that you can fit in your bag. From paint to birdseed to light bulbs. It's our way of saying thanks for being great neighbors. Offer good at participating Ace stores only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. One bag per customer.
As the U.S. continues to engage Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, trade leaders and the current administration have yet to settle on provisions regarding data protection. Brian Osich finds out why these incentives are so important to patients and to the entire U.S. economy here.
It can take up to 15 years and more than $2 billion to bring a new medicine to patients. To recoup their investment, our country's top inventors rely on strong data protection to maintain their innovative advantage. Rob Atkinson is president of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation.
Strong data protection, such as the current 12 years of protection provided under U.S. law, gives U.S. biopharmaceutical companies a fair incentive for their important work on promising therapies. Without these protections, companies will be less likely to participate in life-saving research that brings new medicines to patients.
Some policymakers are proposing a reduction in these protections, which Atkinson says could have a devastating impact on the U.S.
Many countries are increasing intellectual property and other incentives to attract this sector. Right now, the administration has a real opportunity to break down foreign trade barriers, including weak IP protection. Otherwise, we risk jeopardizing American innovation and jobs.
For more information, visit itif.org.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey!
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
We had a poll question yesterday at DougStefan.com asking whether or not you'll get an Apple Watch. Remember the story about them ordering, what, 6 million of them, Kenny, or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Put them out. When are they going on sale?
April.
April. So the results from our poll, will you get an Apple Watch? 25% of you said, yeah, I can't wait. 22% said, nope, I haven't got any interest at all. 21% said, I might later, once they get the bugs out. 18% maybe, depending on the cost. And 14% of you said, maybe, but I want to try it out in person first. Lots of conversation about that. Apple also in the news because Samsung has made a move to counter Apple Pay by acquiring Loop Pay. They're not telling anybody how much it costs, but Loop Pay launched payment solutions that work with the existing magnetic stripe readers last year, and it looks like a good target for Apple to add to their large.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.